Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
Randy Wheel was once first in line to be Carolina's head coach. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The former Tar Heel player and assistant coach died this week at 74 after a gallant fight against cancer. There was so much about his life and career, I hardly know where to start. For example, he was a basketball player and a policeman in Curacao in the summer of 1975 when former Duke star Dick DiVenzio met him while giving a clinic on the Netherlands Antilles Island. DiVenzio learned Randy spoke five languages and was a serious musician, as well as maybe being good enough in basketball to benefit a worthy program. DiVenzio loved that Wheel was a swimmer in the 1967 Pan American Games and a sprinter in the 1968 Olympics, where he watched UNC star Charlie Scott start for the gold medal winning team in Mexico City before going home to join the local police force. Having been recruited by Dean Smith in the late 1960s, DiVenzio knew a lot about the iconic Carolina program while Duke was struggling under Coach Bill Foster. When he told Smith about Wheel, assistant coach Bill Guthridge hopped on a plane to go meet him and see him play. Guthridge told Smith he did not know whether Wheel could earn a lot of playing time with the Tar Heels, but said his influence as a mature international student would have a great effect on the roster, where Smith always liked to have some foreign culture. Wheel was an instant hit at UNC and soon in the town of Chapel Hill. He was a better musician than a hooper and sang with his guitar for fellow students and their girlfriends at Granville Towers. Of course, Wheel starred on the team's intramural softball squad that won the campus championship. After graduating, he went home to play for the Dutch national team and was the third leading scorer in the Dutch Federation with 765 points in 1980-81. He joined Smith's staff in 1986 and stayed for 7 years, including winning the 1993 NCAA championship with former teammates Phil Ford and Dave Hannes on the bench. Then he was head coach at UNC Asheville and in Middle Tennessee from 1996 to 2002. That included the crazy summer of 2000 when Roy Williams decided not to return to Carolina after Guthridge retired. Matt Doherty, who had just finished his first year as head coach at Notre Dame, was invited for an interview and eventually got the job. UNC wasn't sure about Doherty's lack of head coaching experience, so Smith had Hannes find Wheel and bring him in for an interview, too. Randy had to jump on a plane from Europe while Hannes was at the hub in downtown Chapel Hill buying him a suit. If Doherty had not been hired, Wheel would have been the next coach of the Tar Heels, and his experience and personality would have made him a damn good choice. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.